Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son. And he named him Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
I wish I could explain to you what it felt like. I swear the rest of the world got quiet for a minute, stopped breathing for a minute, and looked to the sky for just a minute. I know I did. How do you speak or breathe or do anything but lift your eyes up when a baby is born? Mary told me that it was time the baby was coming. She looked afraid. I leaned down and I held her hand and told her it'll be all right. And I'll protect you and I'll be there for you. But I don't know if she heard me. She seemed to be lost in her own heartbeat. I wanted to be there lost with her. I wanted to help with every bone in my body to be useful in some way. But there wasn't much for me to do. And so I paced. I held her hand. I muttered angry words under my breath about being far from home, words that were directed at the Emperor Augustus, but they were really rooted in my own fears of inadequacy. I asked her what I could do, but she couldn't tell me. She's never done this before either, so I prayed. Mainly I prayed. I prayed with every breath I had. "God, take care of her, take care of him. I'll give you my own life. Just please take care of them both." I've never been so afraid, but I've never been so in love. I know it took hours, but mostly I will just remember moments, glimpses of the night. I'll remember the time Mary briefly pulled from her haze of pain, looked up just long enough to lock eyes with me. I've never felt more important in my life. I'll remember how the room felt too. It was too small and yet altogether too big at the same time. I'll remember the tears caught in the back of my throat, impossible to get rid of, forever threatening to break me down. I'll remember his little hands and toes, all there curled up and warm. I'll remember the way she looked at him, holding him close to her heart, and then the way she fell asleep, once again lost in a heartbeat, but this time not of her own. I'll remember holding those bands of cloth, so ready to wrap them around his tiny body, so willing to give him anything I had to keep his soft skin warm. I'll remember the shepherds, wrinkled and confused, curious and eager. I'll remember the way their knees left indents in the hay, and I'll remember the moment I realized that this child is not my own. This child belongs to the world. I'm a father, and I'll cling to that identity even if it makes no sense, even if this child is for the world and not just for me. However, I want to be his father. When he's older, I'll tell him about his mom. I'll tell him how I prayed and how she loved him, in sync with his heartbeat from the day he was born. I will tell him about the shepherds, wrinkled and confused, curious and eager, and the way they bowed, and I will tell him that I love him. I don't know how often he will hear it from the rest of the world, so maybe that's what I can do. I don't know if he'll look like me, but I'll tell him I love him with every bone of my body.
I keep replaying moments and memories from that night, the night of Jesus' birth, in my head. The memories slip into my mind like a sink with a steady drip. But I wish they would rush in like the Jordan, for that night was the night my whole life changed. It was the night I became a mother. And if I could relive every starlight-strained memory, I would. I remember feeling Jesus' kick, felt the pressure. Something inside me knew it was time, even though I had never done this before. I longed for my mother to be there, for my sisters too, anyone who knew anything about childbirth. However, we were in Bethlehem, days from home, so I tried to remind myself that I was strong. I tried not to cry. I took a deep breath, put my hand on my stomach, and turned around to tell Joseph. He must have sensed it in my breath, for he was already there, eyes locked on me, waiting to respond to whatever I needed, like a bird waiting for a reply to sing its refrain. There are moments from that night that blur together, either from the pain or from the confusion of it all. However, certain moments come back as clear as pictures. I will never forget the way Joseph, my new husband, my sweet husband, took my hand, reminded me that he would be there for me. I will never forget the smell of the hay, which so quickly threw me back to innocent childhood days playing in the barn. I will never forget the enforced absence of my own mother or the fear of my chest that I would somehow mess up God's plan. I will never forget the way we cried. I will never forget how light he felt in my arms the first time I got to hold him. He was almost as light as my heart, which was undoubtedly flying 10 stories above us in joy. People always say children grow up too fast. I never experienced that until now. We are only a few days into this sweet little life, and my mind already bounces from memories of mangers and shepherds and his tiny hand clasped around my finger to anxious anticipation to the long road ahead. I probably shouldn't be anxious because I do not know what will happen to him, but I imagine that all mothers are a little anxious. How is it possible to bring a baby into this world and not want to protect his thin skin from cold air and harsh words? How is it possible to love him with his very first breath and not want to give him your bones if it meant sticks and stones wouldn't hurt his? I don't know what will happen to him. However, I do worry. I worry already. So for today, I will do what any mother will do, the only thing I can do. Today, I will plan to hold my baby, just like I did on that cold night. Today I will hold him with both arms, curling him into the curve of my neck so that I can feel his breath. Today I will kiss his nose and tickle his toes and wrap him in my softest blanket. Today I will allow myself to be captivated by his wonder with the world, and I will celebrate every tiny accomplishment he faces. Today I will pray for his safety and well-being, and I will cherish new memories of yawns, grins, and heartbeats. I used to think that being a mother was a recipe of love mixed with discipline, or like a voice that could soothe even the most stubborn of headaches, heartaches. I will realize now that being a mother means having a reservoir of love that can never run dry. It is unable to be filtered or kept at bay. So even though I don't know what will happen to me, Jesus is my son. I have the starlight-stained memories to prove it. Thus today, I will hold him with both arms wrapped tight. I will kiss his nose and rock him when he cries. I will pray that part of his memory will remember this love when he is old, this love that I simply cannot keep at bay, this love that rushes in like the Jordan.
Well, as I said, I was just out taking care of my sheep, and it was an ordinary night except for the fact that it was so cold, until all of a sudden it became one of the most extraordinary nights I'd ever experienced. I actually saw angels. I know it sounds crazy, but I did. I wish that I could explain them to you. All I can say is that they had the purest song that I have ever heard in my whole life. They were so beautiful, it almost hurt my eyes. I couldn't look away. I was captivated. It was terrifying and breathtaking. And then the angels told us that there was a baby, that we should go to see it. They told us that there was a God and that we needed to go. And so then they themselves, the angels, they went ahead of us. And so for us, after a long journey where my bones creaked walking away from the fire, we finally got there. I fell to my knees a victim of my own heavy bones. And my eyes closed off the rest of the world as I wondered, what was this day? What was happening? I finally laid my eyes on the little baby, and I felt myself slipping into the warmest comfort and peace I have ever known. It was true. What the angels had said to me was true. There, in her arms, was a baby. She was so young, asleep, certainly exhausted. The baby wasn't. He was wide awake, his brown eyes open wide, his fingers wiggling to introduce themselves to one another. And as I knelt beside him, I felt tears well up in the back of my throat. It had been a long time since I cried, a long time since I'd seen a baby, and yet quite easily I found the tears running down my face, washing my dusty skin clean. The boy's father smiled at me through his own tear-stained face as if he was saying, "Me too." And I reached out my rough, calloused hands. I don't know what I was thinking, instinct, I suppose, but to my surprise, the little baby reached out toward me as well, wrapping his soft, warm fingers around my rough and calloused finger. All I know now is that it's true. All of it's true. What the angel said is true. What we've been waiting for is true. The good news is true. All of it's true. And he was here, asleep, holding my finger. It seemed to happen slowly at first, but then all at once. Amen. So thank you, Joseph, Mary. Well done.